Let's return to the big phone-in of yesterday. David Cameron got himself into a bit of hot water with 55 of the great and the good, who wrote in the Telegraph yesterday that the UK is not a Christian country. Now, what do you mean by Christian? Is it that we're all going to church? Well, clearly not the case, because two-thirds of us don't bother going to church or any form of formal religion. But isn't the United Kingdom based on Christian values and therefore a Christian country? So let's talk this one through now with Andrew Copson, who is from the British Humanist Association. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you assert that Britain is not a Christian country?
Yes, that's right.
Why?
Well, partly for the reasons you've said, partly for the fact that in our present society, only a minority of British people are believing, practising Christians. And although a slightly larger proportion than that feel some affinity with Christianity as an identity, it's still a minority of people and it is in decline.
You don't have to go to church to be a Christian.
Certainly not. That's why I mentioned the points about belief and identity. I mean, but however you measure religion, whether it's what people believe, whether it's what people do, or whether it's the identities that people feel they have. On all those measures, Christians are a minority in Britain. Now, of course, everyone is entitled to their religious beliefs, Christians no less than anyone else, but the fact that we're a diverse country of people with lots of different religious and non-religious beliefs, I think, makes it a nonsense to describe us as a Christian country.
What are our laws based on?
Well, many of our laws are based on pre-Christian influences like Anglo-Saxon or Roman influences. Many of our laws are based on the secular, non-Christian developments of the last couple of hundred years. Very few of our laws are based on Christianity. I mean, it's a common claim. I know the sort of claim that you're hinting at, that you're alluding to.
No, I'm not hinting. I'm not hinting at anything. I'm asking you to explain your position.
Some people do say, though, for example, that, you know, look at our laws, look at our democracy, look at our heritage, or whatever. Doesn't that have a Christian basis? Now, it would be silly, and no one would deny that Christianity has played a part in shaping our society. But so have many pre-Christian, non-Christian and post-Christian.
But it would be reasonable, would it not, Andrew Copson, to say that Christianity has played a major role in creating our society, maybe not in the 21st century, but in centuries past, from the point of view of the general culture of our society. The last Christian generation would have been probably the Victorians.
Well, even in the mid-19th century, church attendance was lower than half the population. There were all sorts of worries in the 18th and 19th century. If we're going to have historical discussion, there were all sorts of worries in the 18th and 19th century that country was not a Christian country anymore. So I think it's... What are we now, or what were we in the past?
What are we?
Now we're a diverse country with people of many different beliefs and values. Hopefully we're a democratic and open society, a free society. I hope we are. I think that those are the sort of...
But doesn't that actually come from Christianity?
Well,
that Christianity plays no role in that, then?
No, I didn't say that. I mean, I said Christianity has played a part in influencing and shaping the society that we live in today, but so have many non-Christian sources. I mean, things like liberalism, like democracy and so on and so forth, arose to some extent in reaction to Christianity. Now, of course, Christians were involved in those developments too. But, you know, one of the good things, I think, about being British and about being from other European countries as well is the very rich mix in our heritage of different factors that have led us to be who we are. Like I said, you know, the pre-Christian societies that have shaped our laws, like Anglo-Saxon and Roman traditions in this country, the post-Christian forces that have shaped our laws, things like the welfare state, like modern democracy, all of those things that are quite separate from the traditional effects of Christianity. That's one of the things that keeps things interesting. And although those arguments are interesting historically from a heritage point of view, I think even more important is what we do when, you know, we're thinking about what sort of society we are today and looking forward to the future.
Very briefly, Andrew Copson, if I may, the Prime Minister, is he right or wrong to say that he's a Christian?
Oh, well, that's his right to say what he wants. I mean, the first sentence of the letter that was published at the weekend was, "We respect the right of the Prime Minister to his religious beliefs." I mean, I think that everyone has the right to those beliefs. That's not what needs to be objected to. What needs to be objected to is the idea that the government of this country should be, you know, pontificating on religious topics rather than accepting diverse Britain for what it is and building shared values and a national identity instead.
Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association, I beg your pardon. Many thanks for joining me this morning on BBC Radio Bristol. Thank you.